Ready? You ready? We're going live in 3, 2, 1, action. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Correct Me If I'm Wrong. I'm here with myself, and that's pretty much it. No, I'm here. My name is Patrick, in case you guys haven't known that by our 227th episode. Right to my right, I have Mr. I just got back from the gym, D. Vaughn.
Oh, yeah. Swole.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, and I got Mr. Mesa Lou.
Yo, 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 what's up?
Miss Nay.
Woo.
And coming back, one of the OGs, Mr. Jesus in the hizzy.
What's up, guys?
This is where we put in the noise. Yeah, so that's
so
all
it's
we
been
got.
A while.
It's been a while.
How you been?
How you been, bud?
Here recently, kind of tough, but but it's been good.
Yeah. That's pretty dope. That's good. You know why we ask?
Why?
Because it's polite to ask.
Oh.
So that brings us to our first topic.
Ooh.
Is politing a lovableness. Or in other words, manners. So the other day, right? I work from home, for those of you guys who know it. all I do really is calls, so I'm on the phone all the time. And anyways, I was talking to this lady. She says she was from Kansas. And I go through the whole entire process with her, and we get to the very end, and I'm yes ma'am, no ma'am, so on and so forth, and at the very end she goes, where are you from? And I was like, I'm from Texas. And she was like, you know what, I figured you were probably somewhere south because you said yes ma'am, no ma'am the whole entire time. And she goes, where I'm from, you go to a store or something like that, you're not gonna get that from anybody. And I was like, oh man, that's crazy, right? So it's crazy to kind of like think that. And we kind of talked about one time we went on a trip to Cleveland and mm-hmm. how like the atmosphere was just so much different because people weren't being rude, but they weren't being quote unquote like the extra politeness. Right. So do you guys think that like these manners, this like going the extra mile, is kind of fading away? It's becoming more of an optional, I'm at work, so I have to do it type of deal, rather than you just kind of do it on a normal basis? Oh, we'll start with Devon because he's looking like
a Oh, darn it. Okay. Do I think it's going the extra mile? I think if you're at work, you kind of need to be polite, because I feel like if you're being polite, you're having manners, you're showing, you know? Sorry, I lost my train of thought.
Okay, well, if you're just out and about, you're just being you. You're not at work. You're being you, yourself. You're Devon out and about, and are you saying yes sir, no sir, or are you doing things that are quote unquote like manners on a regular basis, not when you're at work, but just you being you?
Oh yeah, definitely. If I don't know the person and they ask me a question, like excuse me, say yes sir, how you doing?
I should call British. Yes, excuse me sir.
No, but you know I open the door sometimes, so like if someone's coming like near me, I'm near the door, I open the door, I say yes sir, no sir, yes ma'am, no ma'am. When someone's talking to me, if I don't know them personally, it's just trying to be polite, trying to just show manners. So I don't think it's really going the extra mile.
I think there's certain things that I do that without instinct, like holding doors open, like if I go to a convenience store or something like that, I do find it, but just by habit, holding doors open for people. But the yes ma'am and no ma'am, yes sir, no sir, normally it's only for people that are older than me. It's very rare that I find myself saying yes ma'am or no ma'am to someone that looks roughly the same age as me. And it's not
which
like,
is old, which is crazy. He has this huge beard with gray hairs already in it. So it's super crazy says that.
I'm 76.
So. People are going to picture him that way.
I mean, what do you mean? That's what I look like. and like, it's just a habit. Like, I don't really think about it. It's not something that I purposely do. It's just something that just comes at habit, really.
So that explains why, like, you say, like, at work, when you have to be at work, they're just not as receptive.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You're
yeah,
younger.
And like I don't get a lot of yes sir, no sirs when I'm at work from like other like customers that come in.
Oh, okay.
Rather than I hear it's people that are older, they'll get yes sirs and no sirs back to them.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, yeah, I do give it, but it's not me trying to. I guess it's just what we've always done.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is that if someone says yes sir, no sir to me, I'm like it catches me off guard. I'm like, what the heck? Like, yeah, that is crazy. Because I've noticed that before, that someone responds to me that way, and I'm like, huh? Like, what the heck? You know, that is weird.
It's funny. It reminds me, I got two things here. It reminds me, I was in high school and I barely gotten into high school, right? I was a freshman and I think we were doing summer band. So it was like my first time to be amongst the, you know, sophomores, juniors, and seniors. And we had a girl, a drum major. She was one of the girls. And she came up to me. She told me something. I remember what she told me. And I said, yes, ma'am. And I remember her looking at me like, I'm like 17 years old. Why are you calling me ma'am? Well, like, that's how much it stems back for me. And it's funny that you say that you don't really say it as much as far as not a yeah. formal setting. Because I told Nate before we get here, I was like, watch, Mace is going to say he says all the time, and I'm going to call him out.
Yeah, no. And at work, I do.
Yeah, I've worked with you, yeah. So I know. Yeah, yeah, I know for sure you do. I say it a lot. Like, and I'll be like through the drive through and I'm like saying, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. Yes, I don't even know who's on the other side.
Yeah.
There's one thing that I hardly ever do is go to shake someone's hand, like when I'm meeting them for the first time.
I always do.
I probably hardly ever will now. It's like a very optional thing, like for me to walk up to a stranger and me hold my hand out to like shake their hand. I'm not gonna swat your hand away when you hand it, but
I definitely go for handshakes. Like, and a lot of times, like in, like you said, the regular day, holding the doors open and shaking hands or something that I'd always do, even outside of work.
Do you still do it now?
You know what's funny is customers still attempt to, and we just can't because like that's a policy at work, and I feel really awkward being like, hey, I can't shake your hand, but like I've shaken people's hand outside, and like I immediately have that like, oh my god, I gotta wash my hands, right, because of like what's going on. But like if this wasn't going on, like it wouldn't be a big deal for me. And I don't think going forward, we've had this conversation, I don't think handshakes are going away. That's something that I'm still gonna do, you know, once things get kind of
so awkward, they put their hand out and you're like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you bet. We have this thing where, like, you do an elbow.
Right? Oh,
you're like,
okay.
And they're like, oh, what, I got you.
Just see what they do in what Japan. Or Japan, they're like, just bow. How do you bow?
I can see it. Is there, like, a specific, do you think it revolves around a specific generation that goes to handshakes? Or are you seeing it with everybody that comes in? Like, do most people that come in and go to shake your hand, are they an older generation? Is it kind of everybody? Or
yeah, it's kind of everybody, actually, surprisingly. I thought it was going to be a lot of the older generation. It's not. I had a guy that was roughly about my age. We helped him load a bedroom set for him, and he drove from El Paso, so like he went to shake my hand, and I was like, and like the guy in front of me shook his hand, so I couldn't like not do it. Oh, so right. Yeah, I was like, oh, so I shook his hand, like, and I immediately ran out of the sales floor. I was like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And the other guy's like, what's wrong with you? I was like, we shook his hand. And he's like, oh yeah, I forgot. I was like, what do you mean you forgot?
I feel like shaking hands is more of a, like, if you're wanting to earn someone's respect in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, it's a very, like, see eye to eye. And
absolutely.
Like, you know.
Like, when I see a handshake, I imagine, like two businessmen, like, hey, how you doing? How you doing? My name is, you know.
Yeah. You even do the elbow grab?
Oh, yeah.
The arm grab. Yeah, you grab the elbow. That's crazy. Like, that's how you start dominance.
I've done that once. I've done that once to someone because I saw it in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and assert dominance.
Yeah. Bam.
Yeah.
Or do like the turnover?
Oh yeah. Or I hate when you get cut off when people grab your fingers. Like, in the like the limp.
Yeah. That's weird.
You just bow basically.
Especially when it's like a combination, because you know you have those guys that just want to like the super crush. Hard
crush. Yes.
Yeah.
But then they do it a little too early, so then they only get your fingers and they super hard grip. It's like all your fingers are breaking. You're like, thank you. Yeah, no, that's the worst.
I feel like when someone does that to me, it's just like, thank you. I feel like when someone does that to me, I feel like I lost the respect. It's like, oh, puny human. They crushed my finger. Yep. So it's like, I got to go for it again. Like, I got to find a way to
try that again.
Yeah.
Try that one more time. Yeah. So what about this one, right? How often do you think you say please and thank you?
I feel like all the time.
Yeah, I say it pretty often.
I feel like I say thank you a lot. I feel like I hardly ever say please.
I feel like I say please pretty often.
I'm trying to think how often I was like, hey, can you please hand me that? Do I say that?
I don't do it that way.
Yeah.
I don't. But I guess it just depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know. Yeah. You know, now thinking about it, the please thing is...
I mean, maybe every now and then, but it's definitely not something that comes out. Like, thank you comes out pretty naturally.
Right.
Please hardly ever
napkin?
Comes out.
Can you hand me that
napkin? I would probably say, hey, can you hand me that napkin? Please? I don't know if I could say, hey, can you hand me that napkin, please? I don't think the word please comes out.
But I feel like you're replacing please by the way you say it.
Correct. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I agree there. All right, so...
Yeah, the tone, for sure.
Like, if you're like, please.
Wait, hold on.
You're combining all sorts of manners,
okay,
dude.
Okay. The extra, I was going to say, if
the
you
extra,
sing
extra
it,
mile.
You don't need the please if you sing it.
So, like, man, he really wants it.
So, like, this comes from, because I saw an article, right, written, written? Do they write articles? I'm just kidding. I saw an article from Britain, and they interviewed a bunch of people, took a survey, and basically they said like a third of them were saying like manners are like optional at this point. Like they're not a natural thing that comes in. This one's an interesting one. Is what is your take on people being on their phone when they're with their friends? Is that crossing an impolite barrier?
We're all looking at Mesa. Yeah.
I text a lot, but I'm still in the conversation. How often, like, are we talking to me? You're talking to me, and I'm completely ignore you. Not very often.
He's going to say differently.
What's funny, right? This I was telling Nate before we got here.
Okay.
Right? So we hadn't seen Mason like, I don't know, 2-3 months, okay? And this was our first time seeing him. We get there, and we're like, all right, man. And I look over, hey, buddy, what are you? And he's like looking down on his phone. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, we haven't seen you like 3 months.
I answered a text that took 5 seconds.
Devin?
I think if you're not in it, like if you're having a conversation with your friends, be in the conversation, just put the phone down for a second. And then if there's like a break or everyone's just quiet, get your phone, answer your text real quick. You know, you're with your friends. I'm not perfect. You see me do it, but I mean, I miss you, buddy. I miss you. I haven't seen you 2 months. And then you're on your phone.
And for visual representation, guys, Mace is rolling his eyes. That's how little he cares about us.
100%. Because you're making it seem way worse than what it is. Like, it's very, very rare that you've asked me a question and I've never like been like, oh, hey, can you repeat the question? Because I wasn't listening.
And I don't
I'm listening to you. And I might be looking down at my phone texting, but I'm completely in the conversation. I'm listening and I'm talking.
And I don't think that's the point, though, is that I don't think you're ignoring me. That would be blatantly rude. Right. I would just not come over. it's the I don't think not saying please is rude either.
Right.
But there is that extra, like, I guess, respect, I guess you would give someone by saying please, by shaking their hand. Not shaking my hand. I'm not going to walk away being like, oh, man, you're just rude. Mm-hmm. But there is that extra respect I think you'd give somebody by giving them your full attention rather than, I guess, trying to divide it. I don't know. That's my thought.
I stuck up for you and I was like, well, think about it. We're all here. We're all friends. And like, we hang out so much. We're texting each other, but he was texting somebody else. We normally text each other. So I was like, there you go.
Yeah.
And my excuse is I have children, so I got to stay on the phone.
What is your thoughts on texting with people?
I don't know. She makes a good point as far as like, if you're with people that you hang out mostly, you're not going to text anyone because that's usually who you're texting. I don't find myself really texting. It's weird. It's like two sides to it.
Yeah.
You know? I guess it's the how much you do it within that time period, maybe too.
Yeah, because like if like Jesus is here and Bree's home, they're going to text back and forth.
Yeah, that's I agree that there's a double thing. Right. Like there's an overdoing it where every time I look up, you're on your phone to like, you know, you're having a conversation with someone in between. And what's funny is with this, it says that 47% of people don't think it's a wrong thing anymore. It's not a big deal.
I guess it's the whole multitasking thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It just kind of feels like, whenever you're just with a group of friends and one person is texting, it's kind of like, okay, you kind of feel like you don't want to talk. All right, so I'll just sit here. I think that's what it is. But we understand, Mace, you're not trying to. You know, like I'm not trying, you know, it's not, you know, you understand you're texting, but kind of feel like, man, hey, buddy, are you there? But, you know, I think that's what it is.
Over-exaggerating. 100%.
Why won't we both team up just to over-exaggerate?
Well, because it's, like, really quick. Like,
what's funny, though.
Yeah, and it takes 2 seconds, and I'm in the conversation.
What's funny, though, she says that now, but she was with me the other day when we were talking about it, when we first brought up. Why she's changed sides now, I don't know.
But remember, I stuck up. I was like, hey, it's harder because we're all here. We text around each other, but, you know.
But then I made the point, I was like, but he sees them, other people, all the time. He hadn't seen us in 3 months. And that's when you're like, oh, well, I get it, I guess
so. What
was
I seeing?
I don't know. I thought you were texting.
He's all, tell me you were texting. Who was it?
That's my point.
Mesa does have, do you still have the wallet phone case? Like the flip case?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like he's always had that, you always have a flip case. I feel like once he flips it closed, like, all right, cool. Like, it's serious, you know?
Mace is back. Hold on, time out. See, Jesus even knows like, your case. I can't say we're all over exaggerating when it's 4 people. I don't understand. Because
I have a phone case? What is that going to do with anything?
Saying excuse me. Do you say excuse me to people?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, so they can, like, if they're in your way, excuse me.
Are you trying to get someone's attention?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I do too. That's pretty. And what's crazy, it basically says, out of the 10 people, I guess, they asked about this, only 3 of them said that they would say excuse me.
What do they do?
I don't know. Get out of my way. That's good. Yeah.
Or watch out. Yeah. Or if you're trying to get through or something. Yeah. I only usually say it when I'm trying to get through somewhere and someone's in.
Like you're in the store in the aisle and you're just like.
Excuse me.
Like, yeah, that's what I say too.
And it's crazy. So like basically they went through and they asked, you know, the people who said stuff like this wasn't a big deal anymore, right? The people who were on the other side, and they basically said, to sum it up, like they didn't really care so much about the other person's reactions, right? They didn't care whether it hurt them or not. They didn't care. Like it's like, you know, my priorities over yours kind of deal. Or it was the time it takes me to be polite, I could get it done quicker if I'm not impolite. And that's kind of the two mentalities of people who are on the other side to be able to kind of just rush it through. So I guess with maybe like times of us becoming, you know, just a faster people, right? Like we want things done kind of fast and to the point and quickly, and we bypass these other little things that happen in between.
Kind of like when we went to New York and everyone was just on the go. They were just, they weren't worried about anything. They were just really worried about what they were doing. So they weren't rude. Like, I liked New York. No, they weren't worried about that. You know?
He's like, yeah, look, you guys follow me.
Yeah, that guy helped us out. But yeah. And I think that's where this conversation, like, I'm not necessarily saying everybody's rude, but they're going that extra mile. Like, I even say when we were in Cleveland, like, they weren't necessarily rude. They just, there wasn't that, like hospitality, like, you know, that you kind of accustomed to, I guess, being around here. That was just natural when you go places. Like, there's places we've gone to eat that, you know, we go because of the service, just how, like, nice and polite and, like, you know, their service particularly is that we'll go there a little bit more than we would go elsewhere.
There's some people, like, do you ever meet some people just out and about and say, hey, how you doing, sir? Or just, and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm doing good. I just feel like, that's kind of nice.
Yeah,
like
going out of the
way. Yeah.
Or the people when you're driving and they say hi to you?
Yeah, well, it's funny because Bree, she's gotten, like, the whole Texan thing. You're driving and you go like that. She only does it to cops, though, but...
Like, you may and pull me over when it's a hike.
Our neighborhood, a lot of cops live there, and, you know, they're going through the streets, and she's always like, and they usually do say that.
But to be fair, when I am driving in a neighborhood and I do it to someone that's not a cop, they don't do it
back. Oh, yeah.
That's and, like, then it's like, you know what? He's like, I'll take that back. Like,
how dare you not say hi. Yeah, that's funny, too, because that just happened the other day. Remember that guy drove back, and he, like, waved, and I waved, too, and she was like, who are you? He waved at me. I'll wave back.
Or, like, the nod, like, when you look at someone, you're like,
I had to explain that to Nay. Like, as a guy, like, there's a down nod when you don't know the person, and then there's, like, the up nod when you know the person. You can't get those mixed up, because then
it can, like, if you go trouble. Up and you don't know them, they give you, like, a weird look, like,
yeah, like, what are you? It's like what? A challenge. Like, you're a lion.
Like, the down one is, like...
Yeah, I didn't get that.
Down is, like, the sign of respect.
I did not know that. I was like, what?
Yeah. Every time, like, I go walk the mountain, there's people who are walking, they just go, like, they give me a little head now, the hey, or they give a little wave when people are driving out, they wave. And I was like, oh... I feel good today. Thank you. That was just so nice. Made
three friends.
I know. But yeah, it's just going that extra mile, just kind of spreads my day, you know.
That is very interesting, though, in the future of, you know, if we're still going to do that.
Uh-huh. What dies out. We talked about the handshake thing and, like, things that, like, please. Like, when I read that, I thought, oh, man, like, I had to double take my pleases. Like, so it is going to be interesting to see.
Like, because that was a form of, like, saying what's up, and now it's, like, the dab, like, you know, handshake people, like, dab them up, and... Are we still? I mean, I see ourselves doing it even if we're older, you know, instead of the whole handshake.
Oh, yeah.